USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is one step closer to sending more of your tax dollars to help war-torn Ukraine. The House approving a nearly $40 billion aid package last night for military and humanitarian aid. The Senate is expected to do the same this week. The president says the money is urgently needed to continue shipments after this week. Regarding that aid package, Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, gives it a thumbs up.
We think the size of the package is significant because it will enable the Ukrainians to more efficiently and quickly to deal with the challenge that they face.
President Biden will be in Chicago today to speak at the 40th International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers International Convention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Border communities are gearing up for a massive influx of illegal immigrants coming to the United States once Title 42 ends in less than 2 weeks. The pandemic-era border policy makes it easier to remove illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Rolando Salinas, appearing on Fox News, explains how his city is preparing for this.
What we're doing is working together with Border Patrol, with CBP, and we've created a staging area where if we do have, more than likely, hundreds of thousands of people, will be able to process them quickly out of our community.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is supportive of protesters making their voices heard outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. Schumer saying the protests don't bother him as long as they're peaceful, although it is against the law to intimidate judges. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Police have found runaway murder suspect Casey White, who escaped an Alabama jail with the help of corrections officer Vicky White after an 11-day manhunt. Lauderdale County, Alabama Sheriff Rick Singleton says the right safety measures were in place to prevent this, but he appears on Fox News and simply says White took advantage of her position as a corrections officer.
She knew that Friday morning was a very chaotic morning at the jail because inmates were constantly in and out being transported back and forth to court. She assured that the four transport deputies who were at the jail were all at the courthouse when she had Casey White brought out.
A New York City police officer is recovering after getting shot in the Bronx Tuesday night. New York City Police Commissioner Keechon Sewell saying the officer and his partner were pursuing a suspect who tried fleeing. Commissioner Sewell says the suspect then shot at police.
As the male continued running north on Bathgate Avenue, there was an exchange of gunfire between the officers and the suspect. During the incident, one officer was struck in the left arm and the male was struck in the head.
Details are emerging on the killing of a former NBA player. Court documents show Adrian Payne was trying to help a woman who was involved in a domestic dispute. The shooter has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges and claims self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.